We believe fake news is just more entertaining. It's the Cooper and Anthony Show.
I will never eat strawberries again since I've seen this.
So how do you wash your strawberries? Usually just in the sink, right?
That's how I do it, but apparently there's little bugs inside these guys.
That's right.
So what you do is you fill up a glass with water, fill it with salt, and after the salt is dissolved, you put the strawberries in.
It's moving. There it is. Oh my God. I'm going to barf. Oh, that's so gross. I am so disgusted right now.
The little bugs come crawling out.
Can you imagine all this time we're eating these nasty looking alien bugs and we didn't know it?
You know, this explains one time, I don't even eat a lot of strawberries. One time I ate them with a lot of whipped cream and I got sick after. I thought it was the whipped cream. Apparently it was the bugs.
So it wasn't even the strawberries or the whipped cream. It was the nasty alien bugs inside the strawberry.
The alien bugs inside the strawberries. So it was the strawberries. I should have just had the whipped cream. See, my boyfriend makes fun of me when I just take whipped cream and put it directly in my mouth. But apparently that's the better way to go.
Whipped cream doesn't have bugs in it. So great, we can't even have food that's good for us anymore.
I mean, I've had Twinkies that have been in my cupboard for months. And I just opened one the other day. Soft as if I just bought it.
You know what a bug will not crawl out of? A Kit Kat. You could put a Kit Kat in water and salt and no bug is coming out.
Nope. Same thing with Snickers. They don't like Snickers either.
If there's bugs in strawberries, there's got to be bugs and everything else. There's got to be bugs in bananas. Banana bug.
Of course. A banana slug. You know, my mother's going to be like, how come you gain so much weight? I'm like, you know, I'd love to eat fruit and vegetables, but there's bugs in those. You know where there's no bugs? Doritos.